Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the July 26th regular CROG Transportation Committee board meeting. We are also today acting as the policy board. And I guess the first order of business is roll call. Karen, if you would do the roll call.
Yes, thanks, Patrice. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm asking everyone to please identify themselves with their name and the town they're affiliated with. And I'll start off with the town of Handover. Avon.
Larry Burrell, town of Avon.
Berlin.
Chris Edge, town of Berlin.
Mike Ahern also.
Thank you. Bolton.
Patrice Carson, town of Bolton.
East Hartford.
Kip Bloomfield.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bloomfield.
Jonathan Teesey, town of Bloomfield.
Okay, thank you. East Hartford. East Windsor.
Len Norton, town of East Windsor.
Ellington. Town of Ellington. Enfield. Farmington. Glastonbury.
Dan Pennington, town of Glastonbury.
Granby. City of Hartford.
City of Hartford.
And Randall Davis, City of Hartford.
Yes, Matt Gale is also here from the City of Hartford.
Who was the second person from the City of Hartford? There was a third person from the City of Hartford. Could you repeat your name, please?
Yeah, you got Frank Della Ripa, Randall Davis, and Nat Gale from the City of Hartford.
Thank you. Hebron.
Kevin Kelly, town of Hebron.
Manchester.
Jeff LaMalva, town of Manchester.
Mansfield.
John Carrington, town of Mansfield.
Marlboro. City of New Britain.
Rob Trottier, City of New Britain.
Newington. Plainville. Rocky Hill. South Windsor.
Jeff Doolittle here from South Windsor.
Southington. Stafford.
Devin Copperwaite, town of Stafford.
Suffield. Tolland.
David Corcoran, town of Tolland.
Vernon.
Dave Smith, town of Vernon.
West Hartford.
Hey, Martin.
Wethersfield.
Eric Greger.
Willington.
Trace Pizzato, town of Willington.
Windsor.
Adam Kessler, town of Windsor.
Windsor-Locks. Is there anyone from GHTD?
LaShonda Drake, GHTD.
I'm sorry, I could not hear the name.
Paul McNamara.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone from CCEEJ? I'm sorry. Is there anyone else online that I did not get to?
Hi, Karen. Tom Roy, town of Simsbury.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Good morning, Jennifer Carrier, Federal Highway Administration.
Mayor Beth Wojcicki, Connecticut DOT.
Jim Culpa, VHP.
Thank you. Okay, Patrice, it's all yours.
Thank you, Karen. And thank you, everybody, for joining us here today. Our first item on the agenda is public forum. Is there anybody on the call here in the public who wishes to speak to the board? I can't see everyone, so I will rely on my faithful CROG members to let me know if there's anybody raising their hand or motioning or whatever. It doesn't sound like.
Not Patrice, yep.
Great, thank you.
Eric Jarbo, AI engineers. I'll take this opportunity. I missed the attendance thing. I couldn't speak up in time.
No worries, thank you. You have that, Karen?
I'm sorry, where is he from?
Oh, Eric Jarbo, AI engineers.
Thank you.
All right, the next order of business on our agenda is our adoption of minutes from our Transportation Committee meeting on June 28th. That was our last meeting. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes. If you're going to approve them, please unmute yourself and let us know. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of June 28th, 2021. Do I have a second?
Second, Dwayne from the town of West Hartford.
Thank you, Dwayne. Are there any additions, amendments, corrections that anybody wishes to offer? Hearing and seeing none, I'll take a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Any abstentions?
Dave Smith, abstain.
I'm sorry, one at a time again.
Dave Smith, abstain.
Tom Roy, abstain.
Larry Burrell, abstain. Devin Copperwaite, abstain.
Chris Edge, abstain.
Nat Gale, abstain.
Patrice, could you ask them to repeat their names, please?
Sure. I heard Chris Edge, Larry Burrell, Tom Roy, and help me out with whoever was left.
Dave Smith from Vernon. Dave Smith.
Thank you, Dave.
Nat Gale from City of Hartford.
Devin Copperwaite, town of Stafford.
So there are six of them.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda, which is staff reports. We'll start with the 60 seconds for safety. And I believe, Roger, that's for you.
Right. And our next slide shows our crash tree for the state of Connecticut. So our primary goal with transportation safety, highway safety, is to reduce the number of fatal and serious injury crashes. So as this shows, in the three-year period from 2018 to 2020, there were 4,259 serious and fatal injury crashes in the state. And of those, we had 1,929 on municipally owned roads. And then drilling down in the next slide, we have for our CROG region. In the CROG region, in that three-year period from 2018 to 2020, we had 1,140 fatal and serious injury crashes. And of those, there were 563 on municipally owned roadways. And drilling it down one more level of those municipally owned roads, on the next slide, we have on our municipally owned roads in CROG, 563 crashes over that three-year period. And of those, the types, intersection on the left column there, there were about 50% of them are intersection crashes. And of those, the biggest chunk are angle type, 40%. And then over a quarter are pedestrian and bicycle accidents, crashes. And then on the right column are the roadway segment crashes. And about 44% of them are fixed object crashes. And that's why, you know, as safety countermeasures, you hear a lot of safety countermeasures about roadway departures that would address the fixed objects. You're not going to have a fixed object crash unless you cross the white edge line on the right or the center line on the left. And then of the roadway segment crashes, you have, again, about a quarter are bike and ped crashes. So in summary, just want to draw attention that the numbers do represent aren't just numbers of the people involved in fatal and serious crashes. And thank you, Patrice. I think we'll just pass on this next slide. And do we have any others? That was it. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Roger. Does anybody have any questions or wish to discuss anything in the report that Roger just made? I guess speak up, unmute yourself and speak up. Hearing none.
This is Nat Gale from the City of Hartford. I'm just curious if the crash statistics that were just went over, if you have them as trends over time, you know, so last 5 years, you know, how are we faring? Now, you don't need to answer this right now, right? But it would be helpful to know.
I think I have a report like for each town. So Nat, I can get that over to you and it would show the trend by the year. So I can,
that'd be helpful. You know, safety as a systemic measure, you know, is something that it's helpful to know, you know, 3 to 5 year trends, right? Because, you know, especially with infrastructure improvements, it takes time to realize.
Absolutely.
Good question. Anybody else? All right, thank you. We'll move on to Satoria and the LOTSIP quarterly report, which was also posted in the mail out. Sartoria, are you there?
I am here. I'm just, for some reason it's not coming up. Ryan, you're gonna have to put the screen back up. Thank you, because I couldn't share once you took it out. So let me try it now. Okay, I'll just go with this.
We can see that, Sartoria.
Yeah, you can see it over
there.
Okay.
And everybody did receive it in an email, so go right ahead.
Okay, so this is the, I think a memo with the attachments were included in your packet. And this is a Q4 quarterly report of the LOTSIP program and kind of the progress that we have seen over the last quarter. And there were two worksheets that were included and attached with the memo. And those were the quarterly status report and the LOTSIP program and financial summary report. And it's as of from April 1st to June 30th. So just a couple of the highlights that happened. We did receive an authorization to award letter from CONDOT, and that was for in the amount of $932.934 for one project, and that was South Windsor Avery Street 5. So congratulations to that project. So it's currently in construction. We did have quite a few expenditures during FY 2021. We had over $5 million as indicated there. And currently we have over close to $10 million projects that are either in out to bid, where Hartford, the City of Hartford, the Bochy Barlow and Main Street project received an authorization to advertise for $1.9 million, and they're currently out to bid and their bid should be coming in shortly. And then there were five projects where we received final design submissions, and they're in different stages. Most of them have pending authorization to advertise letters. So we should have over 9 million of those. So I'm hoping for Q1 in FY 22, we will have expenditures of close to $9 million. CROG did receive 8 Q4 design submissions, and we anticipate 18 design submissions in Q1. So if you have a chance to review the projects that are highlighted in green, for there's 4 preliminary design, 7 90%, and there's 7 final design submissions. Please review those, and if they're correct, if there need any changes to it or edits, let me know, and we can adjust the dates and the scheduling dates. There were 41 projects, including the South Windsor projects for in the LHTSA program that have been awarded or have completed construction since the program inception. And then CROG issued 3 commitment to fund letters. We had Ellington, Route 83 standalone sidewalk project, Simsbury, Hot Meadow, and Windsor International Drive. So we're happy to see that these projects have advanced. And currently we have for the next quarter, we already have 3 commitment to fund letters that aren't indicated here, but will be reported in the quarter one of 2022. 4 applications were submitted to CONDA, and also we've submitted additional applications to CONDA. So we're getting through the list of 2020 applications from the solicitation. So hopefully by the time we do the 2022 solicitation, we'll have everything submitted or just about submitted to CONDA. So we've had a couple of projects that needed to provide the committee with updates. I don't think there's anyone here from Southington, and if there is, let me know. But from what I understand with the Marion Avenue Bridge, it was a slight scheduling adjustment, and it had to do with right of way. So I'm going to turn it over to New Britain for just a few minutes to provide us with a scheduling update on Downtown 8.
Hi, everyone. This is Rob Trottier. Of course, my lights just shut off. there we go. So this is a project we're designing with city staff. We've run into a couple of glitches along the way. Mostly at the one particular intersection where there's 4 projects we're trying to coordinate, the least of which is the state replacing the Washington Street overpass. In addition, we need some temporary rights agreements, which has been difficult to get. The project is basically located downtown, and property owners are located out of state, so getting in touch with them has been difficult. We also pursued acquisition of some railroad property to cut down on the cost of the project, which took some time. We actually have since acquired that property, but it did slow down the preliminary design. We're actually looking for the 90% design submission to be rescheduled to September 1st, which would be a 3-month delay from our last report. If anyone has any questions, I'd be glad to answer.
Thank you, Rob. Anybody have any questions for Rob, or I guess at this point of Sartoria?
This is Randall. I don't have any questions of Rob, but a point of privilege, I just wanted to make a correction in reference to Boyce Barlow. That is the actual pronunciation of his name. He was the first African-American judge in the state of Connecticut, and also the first African-American to serve on the state legislatures. His name was Boyce.
Thank you. I think I pronounced it at least 5 different ways. So I appreciate
no worries.
The correction.
I fully understand.
And we're really happy to have the project advance to this point. So Boyce Barlow, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Anything else for Sartoria or Rob at this point? And there is nobody from Southington that checked in originally, Sartoria. So I don't know if there's anybody here who's checked in since, but it didn't sound like it. So hearing none, seeing none, we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is lots of conduct coordination follow-up. And Rob?
Yeah.
Take it away.
As you all know, we've been working with CONDOT periodically and consistently to try to make the LHTSA program more efficient and see if CONDOT will address some of CROG community's concerns regarding it as they come up. This has been a more concerted effort lately with the with the LHTSA group over at CONDOT and stretching into other units At the last Transportation Committee meeting, John Coleman suggested the potential for going, maybe the need for going higher up at ConDOT to discuss, have these discussions. But he gave the staff flexibility to coordinate internally and come up with a plan. And we did strategize internally. And really our first step in that plan is to complete our staff level coordination first. We're about halfway through it and meeting with various units. We are making progress. And then to document what ConDOT's various responses and determinations are regarding any of our issues. And then really determine a list of CROG asks, if we have them, to be brought up to a higher level if we deem that's necessary. So since the last meeting, we have met with the LATSEP group again. We have met with ConDOT's pavement group, which we've been having a lot of back and forth with, and I know towns have been having a lot of back and forth with. They did have some new guidance they were going to put out in their upcoming updated ConDOT LATSEP guidelines that we got an advanced copy of, and we weren't happy with a number of issues on it. So we did have a discussion with them. They did seem flexible. We are still discussing a couple things with them, but we'll have a full report out on that in the fall. But the main thing is we're going to be looking to approve some LATSEP solicitation guidelines coming up in one of the next action items. And the main thing regarding that, I think the only thing is that they are going to retain the ability for towns to submit a 15-year service life for pavement rehabilitation projects. It looked like they were going towards a 20-year service life for all projects, but for pavement rehabilitation, they prefer 20, but they will continue to allow 15-year service life. So there will be no change in that minimum with this solicitation coming forward. So just to recap, we're still coordinating with ConDOT units. We're getting all of the committee's concerns in front of them and getting their true stance before we bring any asks to any higher authorities at ConDOT. We definitely think we need that kind of documentation before we, if we set up any kind of meeting higher up. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Great, Rob. Thank you very much. And thanks for doing that. I think that's probably the correct way to focus, is sort of on getting what we have on paper and then moving forward with ConDOT. Anybody have any questions or suggestions or comments for Rob? I don't see any, I don't hear any, so we'll move on. Is there anything, any other business under staff reports?
No, we continue to monitor the federal transportation bill, the talk about it. You know, it's a lot of monitoring, but it looks like they're close. So hopefully we'll have a longer term federal transportation bill soon, but still no true news there.
Right. All right, I guess we can move on to TIP amendments. I don't know who wants to take this. Is that you, Rob?
Yeah, I'll take it. On the screen, you can see one A, one B, one TIP amendment and two sections here for a project in East Hartford. This is a safety improvement project and just an upgrading of the pavement and lighting and guide rail and median, but mainly a safety project, bringing Route 2 up to better design standards. It's very similar if you travel Route 2 to what was done in Glastonbury a few years back. It's just extending that concept further into East Hartford with a concrete median, some upgraded shoulders, upgraded pavement, upgraded lighting. And basically, you know, Route 2 was built when design standards, I'm sure there were various design exceptions along Route 2, but this is bringing them up to more modern standards. So the big thing here is it's a huge TIP amendment. It's 78, the federal share is $62 million. Now, this is a project that was already going to be funded with all state funds, and it's still on the same schedule it was. This is just a transition from the state funds over to federal funds. And what happened is we're heading towards the end of the federal fiscal year, and CONDA is really applying for these funds to be spent federally because this is up and beyond our ceiling. But because my understanding is because CONDA has obligated up to the ceiling, they can request going above the ceiling. So this is a request of FHWA to utilize federal funds for this project and to expend additional federal funds, and therefore the ability to use the state to use the state funds elsewhere for transportation. So this would be an amendment that we'd have to act on as policy board if there's a motion or a questions.
Right, so we don't need to act as transportation committee first, correct?
Right.
Okay. So acting as the policy board, can I have a motion to approve the TIP amendments as presented?
So moved, Chris Edge, Berlin.
Thank you, Chris. Is there a second?
Seconded, Randall Davis, Hartford.
Thank you. Any questions, discussion? If not, we'll take a vote. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? And are there any abstentions? Looks unanimous, Karen. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is the 2022 LOTSIP project solicitation, project selection policy, Satoria and Rob.
Okay, thank you, Patrice. The committee discussed the solicitation project selection policy for the 2022 solicitation at the June subcommittee meeting. And at that time, there was a lot of discussion, but there were no revisions to the document. So we're requesting approval at this meeting, which will require a motion.
Thank you. So we are, again, are we acting as the policy board here, Sartoria?
I think for the rest of them, we should act as policy board just to be safe.
Okay, great. So we're looking for a motion to approve the selection policy. Is that right?
That's correct. Right.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to that effect?
So move, Chris Edge.
Thank you, Chris. Is there a second?
Rob Trottier, second.
Thank you, Rob. Any further discussion, questions, comments? Hearing none, as the policy board, we will vote. Indicate, please, by saying aye in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Again, unanimous, Karen. Thank you. The next item on the agenda, number 7, is a resolution for the TOD roles, visioning, viability, and tools analysis study. We are again acting as the policy board, and this is a resolution to execute an agreement with the WSP for the development of the TOD roles, visioning, viability, and tools analysis study. Is there anything you want to say about this? Is Tim here?
Yes, I'm here. Yes. Yeah, so basically, we went through our qualifications-based selection process and selected WSP as our top-rated firm. And this resolution just allows us to go into negotiations and eventually execute a contract with them. And I'm happy to answer any questions anybody has about this or the study.
Are there any questions? I don't see or hear any, so we will move forward in a vote. Can I have a motion to authorize the resolution?
Chris Edge, Berlin.
Thank you, Chris. Is there a second?
Seconded, Randall Davis, Hartford.
Thank you. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We're on a roll. All right. Next item is item number 8, a resolution to accept the regional services grant. Is Pauline available?
I am. This is an annual grant that we receive from OPM. And in order to receive it, we need a resolution from the policy board.
Thank you, Pauline. Are there, I guess we'll take a motion to approve the certificate and resolution.
So move, Tom Roy Simsbury.
Thank you, Tom. Is there a second?
Chris Edge Berlin.
Thank you, Chris. Are there any questions or discussion about this? Hearing none, seeing none. All those indicate in favor by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Anyone abstain? All right, the ayes have it. It's unanimous. And I believe we are on 10 other business, unless we have another one you're just putting up here that I didn't see. Oh, excuse me. No, yes, resolution to designate Greater Hartford Arts Council, excuse me, as the region's local arts agency. I'm sorry, Pauline.
That's fine.
Still your turn.
Still my turn. So Greater Hartford Arts Council is applying for a grant at the National Endowments for the Arts, and they requested that they be designated as the region's local arts agency in order to bolster their application. And so this is a request of the policy board to do so.
Great, thank you. Any questions or discussion about this resolution?
Is this in lieu of some other agency, or is it just a foregone conclusion?
It is not. It's the first time we're actually designating a region's local arts agency. We've never had this request before. And Greater Hartford Art Council doesn't exactly match CROG's, but it's close enough that as many of the other regional agencies have similar footprints as we do. So
that's a good question. Anybody else have any questions?
What does that mean, a local arts agency?
I'm not quite sure in terms of what it actually does, except that it is an NEA recognized sort of designation. So I think towns are able to designate their local arts agency as representing the arts in their town. So it goes from local to region, and it doesn't affect CROG's operations in any way. And as I said before, this is the first time it's been requested of CROG.
So Rob, it looks like it's just for the purposes of a grant application.
That's what I was just going to say.
Your own local arts people are now left out in the cold.
Right.
That's my concern. I've now done something that the mayor's going to be upset with.
Correct. It would be the CROG region's local arts agency as opposed, and different towns' art agencies would be separate.
Good. If you want them, I will go along with that.
Any further comments or discussion? Good questions. All right. If I see and hear none, can I have a motion to pass the resolution to designate Greater Hartford Arts Council as the region's local arts agency?
This is Randall Davis.
Oh. I'm sorry, who?
This is Nat Gale, City of Hartford. I'll move.
Thank you, Nat. Is there a second?
This is Randall Davis. I'll second it.
Thank you, Randall. Any further discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? And are there any abstentions? Looks unanimous. Thank you very much. Now we move to the last item, second to the last item, which is other business. Is there any other business to come before the board today? One question for the CROG staff. Our next meeting is August. We have a date.
There's no August meeting scheduled.
Okay, so it would be if on demand, correct?
Right, and thus far, I don't think there's any, nothing has popped up as of yet, but we'll see.
Okay, great. So keep an eye on your email, everybody, and otherwise, enjoy the rest of the summer, and I will take a motion to adjourn.
So moved. This is Paul McMahon, Manchester,
GHT.
Chris Edge.
Chris Edge seconds. Thank you very much. Have a great afternoon. Yes.
If Karen would add me to the roll call. Sorry, I signed in a little late.
No problem. She's going to ask me who that was.
Kirk.
Kirk. Thanks, Kirk. She's laughing. So.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Go ahead. We good, Karen?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. Hey, have a great rest of your summer.
Same to you, Patrice. Thank you.
Alrighty.
You too, Patrice. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye, guys.